You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Medium Donna Young with Mediumship Uncovered from Outback Australia. So welcome. I don't know about you guys, but it's really cold here. I think in the US it's quite hot. So it's okay. So I've got so much to cover today. I'm going to have someone come through for a reading, which I usually get as well. Now, while I was sitting here, I was actually having a man coming through. There was a disability with his face, so I feel like there was an operation done or something to do with his bone structure around his face to do with cancer, he was telling me. And he was telling me he was 56, and he just wanted to, he just come through to say hello. He also was telling me he was from South America also. So, and he's got a really strong accent for me anyway, quite a strong accent, but he comes through and he looks like he was a farmer or where he, because I'm seeing him in the, I don't know what you call it in America, but it's like a flannelette shirt. So in reds and blacks and all different checkers. But, and I'm seeing him not moving real well in the end, where he was quite crooked in his body and where he just couldn't stand properly. But he just wants, he'd come through for his daughter and wanting her to know that he's around and wanting her to know that he's okay. He needed a lot of care before he passed, and he's just saying he was so grateful because he's talking about where he couldn't really talk in the end and where she made things very fun and very made him laugh, even though he had trouble talking and having trouble being able to speak. So he's just come through just before I went live, so I just had to give that information. So it might even be related to the person who's about to come in for a reading, but that was the message I had to give. So now there's a lot of exciting things happening. The first International Spiritual Training Center has now gone live. You can find it on magicgift.com. So for people in training, you can actually go and train for free with real customers. Okay, I've got someone coming through. So let's have a, okay, Jaden. Hi, Jaden from Colorado, US. How are you?
How are you?
Hi. Welcome to my show. Now, I just did a read. I had a man come in. I don't know if he was related to you at all, if you were listening to my message. Yes, a man, he was a father.
Father.
And
I don't know, maybe my mom's dad, I don't know.
Yeah, because I've got this man coming through. He passed away around the age of 56, and he was from South America. So, and he had a disability.
South America, yeah, that's
issues.
Not me.
That's not you.
Someone else.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, let's focus on your reading then. So, and obviously that message was for someone else. He come through very clear and he just had to get that message out for his daughter. So not often do they actually connect the reading beforehand and this one. So now I'm actually getting I've got a fair few people around you in spirit, love. And I do have a man coming through for you as well. I also have a grandmother, like a lady coming through. And she's talking about, yeah, that would be my grandma. Yeah, she's saying that she's connected with your mother, if that makes sense.
Yes,
this lady. Pardon?
She's my mother's mom.
Yeah, that's right. She's telling me that she's connected with your mum. And she didn't really believe in this. She's talking about where she's saying it's nothing like what she was taught or what she thought was on the other side. And she's saying that it's wonderful over here. Now, I've also got a man coming through in spirit as well. Is there someone that you'd really like to hear from? Because I've got a lot of people coming through for you, love.
Grandma was one of them, and then my dad's Grandpa Ed, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Because I do have an older man coming through and he's been kind of just standing there in the background and letting the grandmother talk. And I feel like he was a bit of a gentleman, but I'm also seeing him being quite funny where he would kind of tease the children and where he was quite dry, but where he would tease the children, he'd make fun of them, and where he'd just have, he was just a lot of fun, this man. And he's talking about everything. Could he not walk in the end?
I don't know. Maybe is it my grandma's husband?
Sorry?
Is it my grandma's husband?
Sorry, you keep breaking up.
I said,
what was that, love? Okay, now I can't hear you. You keep breaking up. So I'm just going to ask them what I need to tell you. And I've had the grandmother step back in and she's talking about where there's been health issues around mum. Pardon?
I said, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay, good.
What did you say, love?
I said, okay, good. Continue.
Okay. Okay, so what did you say before?
Oh, I said, is it my grandmother's husband, possibly? Like, his name would be Jim Westbrook.
And this is your grandmother who's on the other side?
Yes.
And he's there, and he's talking about, and was he unable to walk before he passed?
I don't know. I wouldn't know because I can't think of anybody, a man figure in my life that wasn't able to walk before he died.
Yeah, because he's just saying before he passed, he couldn't walk or couldn't get out of bed. And he's just there. But I've got this grandmother talking about your mother and talking about health issues with mum. And is mum moving? Because she's talking about a move.
Not that I'm aware of.
Who's moving? Are you moving?
No.
She's talking. Anyway, I'll just give the information because you keep on breaking up, but I keep on getting, she's talking about a move. to make things a little bit easier. I actually feel like this may be to do with you, to do with the workplace she's talking about, where there's been issues with work. And where I'm not sure if you're out of a job at the moment, but there's changes happening, which is going to be really positive, and there's going to be an offer that's made. And I'm seeing there being two choices between two opportunities to do with a career. And she's saying that there will be a move in within this career, which is going to be really positive for you. Okay. And she's talking about it's almost like you're not sure if you want to take this opportunity because you're feeling like you're not able to do it or you're not good enough for this. But she's saying you are, you have all the knowledge, you're already doing the job. So you might as well just get paid for it, if that makes sense. So, yep. But she's talking about this being really positive for you, this change or this situation that's coming up. And I feel like it's to do with money and to do with work and big changes around that. And she wanted to get that out for you today. That's that information. That was her main message for you. Okay. And she's also talking about, do you have a ring of her? She's talking about a piece of jewelry as well that you have.
I don't have a
pardon?
I don't have a ring of hers.
Who has the ring of hers? Yeah, because she's talking about the ring and she's talking about, I'm seeing that being passed down to you eventually one day, she's talking about. That will be passed down. She wants that passed down to people. But I'm not sure if Mum's misplaced it at the moment. She's talking about it being in a drawer in a big, big tall boy, like a big chest of drawers. And she's talking about it being in the top drawer of there. So, okay. All right, love. Well, I hope that helps. Because you kept on breaking up, I just gave you everything that Spirit was giving me. So I hope that that all resonates with you. So have a wonderful day. What I'd like to talk about now is where I want to bring up the magic gift again about the International Spiritual Training Center. So this is a place where you can mentor. So if you've been doing this kind of work for a long time and you want to help up-and-coming students to be able to grow and learn and evolve in a safe place, you're quite welcome to join. It's magicgift.com and you can be a paid mentor, so you can put whatever price you like. All you need is a Stripe account, but you can pick whatever price you want to put yourself as, trainees can nominate to actually join you. Trainees can train for free unless they pay for a mentor. And you can, it's just a really safe place where you can practice, you can enjoy the whole, and it comes up in a chat, so you can communicate via chat with a mentor and customer, and then you can go into a video scene. You can also put Zoom links or whatever links you want. You can even try out different things if you've been doing this for a long time. So you might want to try out a Zoom party or a seminar or any kind of spiritual activity. You can give it a go. So thank you for having me today, and I can't wait to see you again already next week. So see you guys. To book a reading with me, you can just go to mediumdonnayoung.com. See ya. Bye.